Interesting. A male wasp spider looking for a mate. Now forget about everything you've seen in your favorite soap about dangerous liaisons for a moment, because as far as erotic action goes, the only climax awaiting this wasp spider is usually a funeral. The female has 8 eyes, and in every single one she is short-sighted. She therefore often mistakes her suitor for prey and eats him alive. Yes, love hurts. To avoid this unpleasant fate, the male spider has perfected a sophisticated foreplay ritual. By plucking tunes on the spider's web, he attempts to pacify the aggressive nature of his beloved. Think of it as an 8-legged mashup of gooey romance and death metal. If the performance is a success, he will finally enjoy the long-awaited act of lovemaking. Touchdown. But the male spider should think twice about doing an encore. If he remains in the mating position for a bit too long, his lover will still have him for dinner, so he can provide nutrition while she incubates the eggs. Playing this unfortunate role, the male still plays a part in family life, sort of. Don't you agree that it's right not to give our suicidal long-legged Romeo the extra burden of emissions? For example, by driving a 100% emission-free Volkswagen e-Golf. After all, nature's got it hard enough already. Well, what do we have here? A garden snail. Did you know that of its kind, it's the fastest in the world, moving at a breathtaking 0.05 kilometers an hour? It's as if Mother Nature had said, I'll make you small, I'll make you slimy, I'll burden you with a complete studio apartment on your back, and you know what? I'm afraid we're out of legs today, so you're not getting any. Mother Nature must have got out of bed the wrong side that morning. Anyway, for our garden snail, this definitely means a life where hectic is a relative term. While other young animals romp about wildly, it's probably safe to assume that young snails, slithering after each other day after day, are playing a spontaneous game of catch me if you can. And when it comes to finding a mate, the most sensible thing to do is to fall in love with whoever happens to be crawling within a few meters' range, or to put it another way, a few days' travel. And on top of all that, garden snails are also hermaphrodites, so they have 2 genders. They spend all their lives wondering, am I male or female? Am I into pink or blue? You can imagine that every garden snail in the world would be grateful if you didn't give them the extra burden of emissions. For example, by driving a 100% emission-free Volkswagen e-Golf. After all, nature's got it hard enough already. Question. Have you ever tried to relieve yourself whilst performing a handstand? If so, perhaps it's time to take a look in the bathroom mirror to check that you're not a panda. Because male pandas don't do their business as efficiently as other bears, too easy. They perform a complex choreography routine, stretching their rear end towards the sky in order to mark trees with their urine as high as possible. Well, whoever's seen a panda knows that they're no gymnasts, with absurdly short arms and a weight of up to 140 kilos, attending to the call of nature boils down to 4 priorities. How do I ensure I don't miss this tree? How do I stop myself from falling over? How do I avoid soiling myself? And I hope nobody saw what I was doing. And that's not all. When our panda isn't busy peeing against trees while standing on his hands, he has to force down about 30 kilos of bamboos every day, only to find out at night that his stomach was actually designed to digest meat. At some point, evolution apparently tried its comedic talent on the panda, not to mention the ridiculous makeup around his eyes. As you can see, there are good reasons not to give our furry friend the extra burden of emissions. For example, by driving a 100% emission-free Volkswagen e-Golf. After all, nature's got it hard enough already.